A lot of former players talk about the Arrowhead atmosphere and how loud it gets. But as a player, does it really make that much of a difference for you when you're out on the field?
It does. There are loud environments and there are deafening environments. It is a place where it's absolutely deafening. And there probably isn't a better place to play on the planet than Chiefs Stadium.
It's not just a Chiefs story. It's not just that we've talked about locally, but one of the best stories in the NFL, Eric Berry. Yeah. And just what he's been able to do over the last few years.
He's special. I mean, I remember at Bleacher Report this year, we did a story on a high school kid who had gone through leukemia and multiple treatments. And his hero was Eric Berry. He was the inspiration for this kid to get back out on the field. And that speaks volumes. I mean, it's an amazing story, the way he's handled himself, the way he's played and come back to being the player he was before, you know, all these issues he had to deal with is a fantastic thing.
And you've been around John Dorsey and Andy Reid, and you're familiar with them. Just the success that they've had over the last 4 years, just what do you think the reasoning behind it is, and what do you think you can attribute to that success to?
Well, you know, the organization, since Andy and John took over, I think it's growing tremendously. I think that the team is more competitive. I think they're more community-minded, and I just think they do a really good job.
What's your favorite story regarding or surrounding the Kansas City Chiefs?
There's a lot. I mean, having the chance to go to that Atlanta game this year and seeing Eric Berry get the pick six, get the one play, you know, and his first day back there since having chemo, I mean, that was phenomenal. I mean, that was just a great moment. I mean, I still remember, you know, the pacing of Joe Montana on the sidelines. You do remember some of the great scenes with the fans and how they reacted, all the barbecues and everything outside with Chiefs team that was always going to be consistently good, running the football and winning.